I want to be one of the...
We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We're in Simon Reish, Samach Gimel, Sif Gimel. Hanoshim Musharos Bo Yoseh. We were learning that everyone has an obligation to have candles lit, L'Kavod Shabbos. We discussed the reasoning behind it. However, the Mechaber clearly says that women are the ones that should be more meticulous in the ones that are the proactive lighters. Nay, and the reason is because Shemitsuyis Babayas, Vyoskus Basarche Abayas, because they're in their home and because they're involved in all the preparations, as opposed to the husband who is running to shul, so this way she'll be able to take care of this particular mitzvah. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us 2 points. He says, "The afil im yirtze habal lahadlik ba'atzmo." That even if the husband wishes to be the one that does this mitzvah, he wants the light. Isha kodemes. Nonetheless, women come first. Im lo sheish harbe neros yochel hu gam kein lahadlik. If there are numerous candles, there is this hefter that we allow the man to participate in lighting. But generally speaking, the women are the ones that are supposed to do the lighting. And as we already cited, one reason in the Mechaber is because they're more often found, and therefore it's something which is easier for them to do than for the men. The Mishnah Berurah gives another reason. V'od tam nei shekivsa nero shel olam. Literally, the light of the world, which represents Torah, the fulfillment of the mitzvos, was extinguished. Shigarma misal adam harisha. When it comes to the very beginning, literally the beginning, Sefer Bereishis, we find the chet, this mistake that was made by Chava, which caused a darkening in the world, so therefore they have this mission to add light into this world. And that's how symbolically this is done, by the lighting of the candles. Mikol makom tov sha'ish yisakin haneros. But he says that the men should also take part in this mitzvah in some way, and the way that it can be accomplished is not lighting the candles, but having them set up, preparing them, or as we say in B'mem Malikin, that to ask them to prepare, to get them to be engaged and involved in some way. Continues the Mechaber, says, what happens if a person is under such financial difficulty that they have to choose between one mitzvah and the other? So the Mechaber says, im ein yadu maseges liknos ner l'shabbos, a person only has enough to buy Shabbos candles or a cup of wine to make Kiddush. So in this situation, the Mechaber says, Ner Shabbos Kodem. It's more important to have candles. It doesn't say the reason. But the Mishnah Berurah points out that you would maybe think the opposite. After all, Kiddush, at least on Friday night, is D'oraisa, is a Torah law. And when it comes to the candles, it doesn't have that same power. Mikom makom al hayayin derabanan diminatori yotze betfila. He says that when it comes to Kiddush, really you're able to fulfill the Torah obligation of acknowledging Kiddush, or make this idea of Mekadosh HaShabbos in our davening. And therefore the Torah obligation already falls once you've already acknowledged it. So the Kiddush that's recited really does not have the weight of a D'oraisa, of a Torah law. Continues the Mechaber, v'chein im ein yado maseges liknos ner Shabbos v'ner l'chanukah. This is appropriate. Chanukah is coming, when Kislev. So if you only have enough money to buy one candle, a candle which you can fulfill, as it says in the Gemara in Shabbos, ner yishbeso, just one candle per home is enough to fulfill the mitzvah of Chanukah on any night of Chanukah, doesn't matter how many are in the home. You only have enough to buy to have one. You only have one candle. Should use it for the Chanukah candles, for the Chanukiah, or you should use it for candles for Friday night. Ner Shabbos Kodem. You should use that one candle for the Shabbos candles. Mishum Shalom Bayis. De Ein Shalom Bayis below Ner. And this is the reason we established before. Even though there are other reasons, Oneg Shabbos is one of the reasons why we light Shabbos candles. But Shalom Bayis, in order that a person will not stumble and fall over their furniture, being left literally in the pitch black. And therefore, the Shabbos candles is a way to promote Shalom Bayis, and therefore, this is a way in which, in this situation, the house will be safe. The Mishnah Berurah says, "V'im yeshul ner echad l'Shabbos v'ner echad l'Chanukah, v'yeshul od ma'at ma'os." So let's say you have two candles. You can on Shabbos Chanukah, you can use, you have one candle for Chanukah, one candle for the Shabbos candles. Nearly the Tov Yoser Lichnos O Neros L'Chanaka L'Yos Min HaMahadrin. There's three different levels, and one extra level, or two extra levels, Mahadrin and Mahadrin, is how we light the Chanukiah, is that we constantly, every single day, add more candles. And therefore, in order to be able to enhance the mitzvah of the Chanukiah, of Chanukah, it's better to spend that extra money for the Chanukiah. So technically, when it comes to the only having one candle, you would say that the Shabbos candle is more important because of Shalom Bayis, but once that issue has been removed, because at least you now have light by owning one Shabbos candle, then you should have the rest of the money spent for the Chanukah. Cost of the Magen Avraham, the Isha Suma, this seems to be randomly thrown in here, but might as well say it because it's in the Mishnah Berurah here, that a woman who is blind, so is she supposed to light the Shabbos candles? And if she does light the Shabbos candles, does she say a bracha? So the Magen Avraham says that Suma gam kin yechol lavarech al ner Shabbos. We say that such a woman who is blind, Rachman al son, should also light and say a bracha. Deha nehenes gam kin meham oros, because she does also derive benefit from the light, even though she technically is not the one that's seeing, but she's still benefiting because the other people that are with her, the fact that they are able to see, therefore she's also going to derive benefit from it as well. Stop here.